16 minutes away from 4 o'clock, Bullseye on the afternoon here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. Andy Bulbarch, Rocco Nushi with you until 6. And it's time now here in the opening hour of today's show to launch right into our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. It's brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. Today we are shining the spotlight on the Wellington School System, and here to help us do that, we've got Jessica Reynolds and Ed Weber joining us here in studio. Jessica, Ed, thank you guys so much for joining us here today. And my mind is blown. I had no idea that Ed was teaching at Brush High School when I was a student at Brush many, many moons ago. We just kind of figured this out literally seconds before we came on the air, and I'm sure Ed's got some great stories about what a great student I was, although you probably remember more about my older brother than anything else, but we're not going to talk about that here today because there probably aren't many fond memories of my older brother and all the mischief that he caused when he was in high school, giving me the gigantic thumbs up. So we have some other stories to share and tell here today, but guys, I know that it's very important next week for the community to learn more about Issue 16, why that's so incredibly important to the entire Wellington community, not just the school district as well. What are some of the primary points of emphasis on Issue 16?
Well, thank you, Andy, and excited to be here to talk about the great things happening in Wellington and the Wellington School District. We're excited to bring this issue to our community to help restore our schools back to greatness and to make sure that our students have a 21st century learning environment.
So getting into some of the primary areas of emphasis for Issue 16, you know, Jessica, what are some of the sticking points for you when you take a look at Issue 16?
So Issue 16 is a two-part. It's a $1.89 million bond that will generate $8.7 million, and that money would be used to replace parking lots, roofs, heating systems. For me, just looking at our school district, we have old buildings. Our elementary school is 60 years old. Our high school is 50 years old. And we currently don't have money in our permanent improvements to make those improvements needed to the building. So it's really just about improving our schools, bringing our schools to the 21st century, giving our students a safe environment to learn in.
And I know that there is a community event tonight where you want a lot of community members to come out and learn a little bit more about this as well. Because anytime I think somebody sees an issue with a number next to it, there's some confusion. They're not exactly sure what all is involved here. So what's going on with this community event tonight? Where and when is this taking place?
So that's right. We have a community event tonight at Westwood Elementary School from 6 to 7:30, and again at Thursday at Wellington High School from 6 to 7:30. And what we're inviting our community members to do is to come out, speak with the superintendent, speak with the school board, take a tour, look around our facilities, see what we're talking about, look at our leaking ceilings, look at our gym, and look at some of the things that we're asking to be improved, and see with their own eyes what we need in our schools.
And Ed, I want to throw this your direction as well here, too, talking about Issue 16. We've touched on some of the primary points of emphasis, but as the superintendent, why is this especially important to you?
Well, certainly to maximize the learning environment for our students. Our teachers and our students have done great work over the last couple years improving our academic report card with the state of Ohio. But we do know the buildings need some significant capital repairs, and those aren't something that our operating budget can absorb. So we need to create in this the dollars to make these repairs, and then also to codify into law a maintenance fund to maintain this investment. So trying to break any past traditions that the schools had in the sense of not being able to maintain our facilities, this will place a special fund in the school district only to maintain our investments going forward. So This is a good turning point for the school district for an investment in excellence.
And Issue 16, definitely very important. Again, there's a community event tonight where residents can come out and learn a little bit more about it as well. But there's a lot of other great things going on in the Wellington school system too. And I know that the students are very much involved in community service. I was reading a little bit about this earlier today and thought it was pretty fascinating how the Kiwanis Club kind of gets involved here too. The school system has a partnership with the Kiwanis Club. So how does all of this work, and what exactly have the kids been doing to get more actively involved in the community?
Well, as a Kiwanian myself, it's a partnership we do have with our school. In fact, Kiwanis, it's their tag logo. It's all about the kids. is a great partner for our school district, and not only our Duke Pride Carnival, our community service day, also our Duke Pride events and things we do for our children, our playgrounds. So they're a great partner to our school system. But our students have a requirement to do some community service as part of giving back. And that's a big popular day that our high school principal hosts, Mrs. Drake. So it's a great program. We do everything from helping individuals with spring cleaning to community parks to painting to building areas for picnics, picnic tables. So it's a fun day for everyone.
And it certainly seems like it's a pretty cool lesson for the kids as well. And Jessica, you were telling us before we came on the air here that you've got kids in the school system. So I think certainly having the kids out there and getting active in the community and doing all these cool community service events really goes a long way.
It does. I have four kids in the district. Both of my older daughters were involved in the K Kids Club at the elementary school. And it really instills in the kids young to start doing community service, be involved in your community, raise money for other people, and help help others in our community who's in need.
Now, you guys also elaborate on the positive safe spaces that you have for the kids to learn and grow. Now, people might hear that and think there are a couple different meetings there. So what exactly do you guys have with the safe spaces for kids that allows them to continue and learn and grow?
Well, certainly, Andy, we have our counselors. We've also invested a lot in wellness in regard to our food and nutrition program, to school social workers, to drug prevention, anti-bullying, Life Act in our partnership to help students in regard to handling tough decisions that they face both in their family and in their lives.
And what kinds of things are available for the kids in that regard? I mean, what kinds of things do you guys have available from a facilitative standpoint, a staffing standpoint? What kinds of things really kind of stand out?
Well, certainly our social workers, our counselors that come in to meet with students. We do have clubs and activities. Certainly we like to promote kids that belong, and we love that model of flipping the phrase, pay to play. So we like to say pay not to play. So we really want students to engage and join a club, and if they're not in a club or activity or sport, which ones would they be appealed to that we'd like to start for them? It certainly helps not only in their social and emotional development, but also in their academic progress. Kids that are connected at school with a activity do better on their academic reports as well. So it's a win-win.
And one of those clubs, the Civil War History Club, does something pretty cool, and they've got one coming up here in just a bit, the Lincoln Ball. It's a Civil War History Club that hosts this thing. So exactly what is the Lincoln Ball? What are the details here?
Well, Andy, it's a very exciting club, not only from their history fair, but then they put on the ball or dinner, which is set in the Civil War period. So they dress in particular clothes of that period. They eat of those meals, and they dance to songs of that period. And it's all about making history real.
And it seems like they do a pretty nice job with it. I saw a picture earlier today with all the kids dressed up in the garb from the Civil War history. It seemed pretty fun and seemed like that's the kind of thing that the kids could really get involved with pretty easily. And I think that's all part of like what you guys are trying to promote here is the idea that there are so many clubs that almost any kid in the school system can be attracted to something, right?
Absolutely, Andy. It's totally cool. And it's fun to be a student. It's fun to go to school. It's fun to engage in these activities.
And Jessica, you mentioned me. You've got four kids in the system. So what are some of the clubs that your kids kind of gravitate towards?
My kids are younger, so they're not yet to the middle school, high school age where there's a lot of clubs. But they did participate in K-Kids, which is the Kiwanis Club that they do community service. Just last week, my daughters were talking to Mr. Weber and I about starting a ski club in Wellington. So there's lots of opportunities, lots of things that they can be involved in as they get older.
Yeah, I mentioned to Jessica that I learned to ski as ski club advisor for Brush High School. So that's my first, I took the ski lessons with the kids and fell in love with the sport. And Wellington formerly had a ski club, and we're excited to get it back again. So we hope to launch that in the next year or so.
Ski club, huh? Wow. Okay, we talking cross-country skiing, downhill skiing? What kind of skiing is at play here?
Downhill, for sure.
Wow. Okay. I didn't realize that. So I'm sure this is kind of at the very, very beginning of the process, but, you know, where around Wellington do you go skiing, or do you have to go outside the area to kind of get the downhill skiing aspect of things?
My daughter has a group of friends who she's been skiing in Mansfield with. Snow Trails is the name of the place that they've been going. And so I was just talking to them about maybe putting together a proposal to come in front of the board. They're a little nervous. They're in sixth grade to start a ski club up. So they're pretty excited about that.
Nice. So the clubs just continue to add up. Very, very good stuff. All right. Before we let you guys go, we mentioned that there's a community event later on tonight where community members can come out and learn a little bit more about Issue 16. Let's hit those details one more time.
So tonight from 6 to 7:30 at Westwood Elementary School, and then again Thursday from 6 to 7:30 at our Wellington High School.
All right. Very good stuff. Well, Jessica, Ed, thank you guys both so much for coming in studio. This was a heck of a lot of fun, and I don't know how it took me as long as it did to put this all together, but Mr. Weber, he taught math at Brush High School. Didn't realize that you guys were the same person. So my mind is totally blown right now, but very, very good stuff. Guys, thank you so much for coming in studio.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Again, that's Jessica Reynolds, Ed Weber with the Wellington School District on our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. It's brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing, worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. Let's step aside and take